We're going to go through some scriptures here today, tonight, wherever you are. Hello. And I want first to say, check your subscription if you are subscribed to our channel. People are supernaturally being unsubscribed in not a good way. So check your subscription and make sure you punch the all. And then also, if you do like it, it helps it be seen more. They are not really promoting a lot of Christian stuff these days on YouTube, but we are going to stay here as long as we can. We have a backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2. You can also sign up to in the description below. We're just want to keep the avenues open as long as we can. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, that it never changes. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We don't have to be confused in a day of chaos and confusion. We thank you for keeping our eyes on you, Lord. We just have decided that we want to serve you all the days of our life. And I pray for those that are backslidden, that have fallen away from you, that they'd come back. They'd come back and they'd separate themselves once again unto you. No matter what happened, if the church hurt them, people have hurt them, we've all been hurt in this world, but you have saved us, Lord, and we pray for all those watching today that they would let go of all bitterness and unforgiveness and still serve you in Jesus' name. Because he said, will there be any faith when he returns? And if you just listen to the world around you, you'll lose your faith because it's constantly bombarding you with bad news and the culture is changing. We've been trying to tell you the last, 3 years. It's not been that long that I've really seen a lot of things. It's been since really 2016, I think it was, that I started seeing this new order that was coming into place, and I started seeing the deception in the church. And sometimes on Facebook, you'll get memories, from 10 years ago, and I'm like, oh man, I was so deceived back then. And so no matter where we're at in our journey, we just take one step at a time. And sometimes we've went the wrong way. We thought we were going the right way. But God is good to lead us. But I just wanted to start with Isaiah 62:6. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day or night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. We don't want to be quiet. This is a day we have this YouTube available, different things. We have to use it. I don't know how much longer. In the natural, we'll have time, but we have time right now, so we want to declare what we can. We want to make mention of the Lord in everything that we do, and I want to talk to the watchman. It's a lonely job. It's a lonely assignment because a lot of times you're trying to warn people of what's coming, and they don't see it. We had people leave our life a few years ago because they didn't think that what we were talking about was true. And many of them, I'm sure, would like to return because, you know what? It wasn't us trying to make up stuff. It was stuff that we saw. And if you do research, do your own research, no matter who you're listening to. But when you do research, you see things. And then I remember years ago, I was studying this agenda, of their agenda, and I couldn't even read it all. It was just like, oh, no, this can't be really happening. And one of the things I remember about 5 years ago, how they were going to ban wood stoves. Yep. And I thought, oh, that's not really going to happen, will it? Well, now we're hearing about it. We're hearing about it. My sister lives in Oregon. And they're starting. They're starting with their agendas. So we're not to be scared. We are to be prepared. Be prepared as you can be. Don't just think that everything's just going to, we are living in a world that is controlled demonically. And the Bible says that a lot of these things, and Christianity has been pretty well received up until a few years ago. And now we're starting to see, boy, they don't want anything to do with Christianity. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But in 1 Thessalonians 5:1-8, also look there. We don't have time, but a watchman is on the lookout. He's alert. He's always on guard. Sometimes you just feel like you're always on guard. Okay, what's going to happen next? What bad news is coming now? Standing at his post, ready to sound the alarm and warn the people so they aren't blindsided by the enemy. We are not to be blindsided, and we are to know there is an enemy. When we were growing in our Word of Faith churches, we never talked about the devil. We kind of did, but mockingly. But we were in such a church bubble that we didn't make a difference. We just kind of lived for ourselves. We look back now and Were we really leading people to the Lord back then? I don't know. It was mostly about you being prosperous and blessed and the next meeting you had to go to. And it seemed like every day of the week we had church.
Yes.
And we just got worn out, didn't we?
Yes.
You don't have to be a Christian. I mean, you don't have to go to church to be a Christian. I got saved outside of church. In fact, it will be 1975, February 15th is my spiritual birthday. And I remember going home to Brainerd, and I was really lost. I mean, I just didn't know what I wanted to do. I was still in my 20s. And I went over to see my friend. He's passed away now, but my next-door neighbor. And a bunch of people were over there, about six people were over there, trying to lead him to the Lord. Well, he didn't get saved, but I did. And I say the Lord led me, those people there for me. And I got saved that night. And I remember going home, and my mom had passed away, you know, long before that. But my dad was there still. And he goes, "What happened to you?" And I said, "Oh, I just got saved." And he hadn't heard that word for a long time. And I said, "Does mom have a Bible?" And he looked at me, he goes, "Well, I'm what you call a backslider." And I said, "You're a backslider? You mean you knew about Jesus and you never told me your whole life?" Tell people if you know the Lord, even if you're backslidden, you need to get back on the right track, right?
Yeah.
Well, I just kind of wanted to start this by saying most of us heard about the Satanic Grammy performance, which was the music awards thing sponsored by, let's just say, code word, Visor. They sang Unholy, about fornication, adultery, all this stuff. It was non-binary singer, wore red high heel boots, top hat with horns, etc. And we've been talking about the occult coming into plain view the last few years, actually. So we're not surprised what the world is doing. But it's surprising that the Christians were there as well. That's surprising. And back in the day, you know, we had a band, quite a good band, actually. And Phil Driscoll asked us to do the Dove Awards. It was the very first Dove Awards ever. And we went there. And the whole shenanigans of Christianity, even back then, I was just like, this is Christian? I don't see it. I don't see it. Don't even get me started on it. I don't even know how I got there. But I've been around a while. I've seen a lot of things. All you grandmas and parents out there, haven't we been around a while? We've seen things. So this isn't surprising to us, but the surprising thing is they're coming out so blatant now. And you can hardly tell Christian music from other music. At least back when we were kind of in it, at least they tried. I mean, but now it's blending. Turn your Bibles to Daniel chapter 3. This is kind of the day we're living in again. In Babylon, when Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were imprisoned, the Chaldeans dominated and influenced the society. King Nebuchadnezzar called upon the Chaldeans to instruct and force the culture and worldview of Babylon. Now think about it. It's okay what people want to do, but when the culture forces you to accept confusion, when they're forcing you, we're starting to see this again. And as I'm reading through this Daniel, this whole thing, it was just, wow. There's a lot of clues in there. I want to read some of the things I found. But Daniel resisted, and he was thrown into a lion's den. He didn't want to bow to the image. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't want to yield to the pressure, or they did not yield to the pressure and compromise or the culture. And they were thrown in. They stood in the Lord instead of the culture. In other words, here, let's look. Nebuchadnezzar, in verse 1, the king made an image of gold. And all these statues are made by men. Even this Grammys, the, what's the other ones? Oscars and all that. They're all images. And they're all idols. American Idol. Think about all these things. We're seeing Babylon again. And here it says, verse 2, the Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes and the governors. Look at this. The treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. This reminds me of what's happening today. The Antichrist sets up a system. Let me read that list again. The princes, the governors. Who are the governors, really?
Yeah.
Who are the governors of our states? Who are they bowing to? Who are they listening to? They're all lined up with Agenda 2030. If you don't know that, you're behind. All of them are going for this new agenda, or they're not placed there. The government, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, that's in, you could call the bankers, those that were in charge of all the money, the counselors, no, the counselors, the psychiatrists today are not going to lead you to the Lord. I'm embarrassed that I have a degree in psychology. At the time, I thought it was really cool, but now it really leads people away from the Lord. It really is. They don't say, usually if you go to a counselor nowadays, a lot of them will say, you know what your problem is? Your problem is your Christian parents. The problem is your parents led you down the wrong path. I've had many parents come to me that their child is in counseling and now they have no relationship with that child. Be careful who you go to for counseling. The sheriffs and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, it goes on and on, all the rulers, they gathered together into the dedication of the image that he set up. They said it again, so I said it again. Then an herald cried aloud to you, it is commanded. Now remember, the God of forces, not the God of suggestions. The more and more we get this tyrannical governments, the more and more we're going to see commanding. We're going to see more forcing. We're going to see more different things that we never thought we'd ever see in the world that we saw the last 2.5 years. And that was the beginning. When this stuff started happening, I was like, oh boy, we are in for a worldwide, this is going worldwide. This isn't just America, and we have a lot of people from the UK and all different places that listen. This is worldwide now, worldwide governing. Thou art what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, all these different things. Whenever they hear that music, they had to what? What do they have to do? They had to fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Whosoever falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. They love to use fear. Fear to control, fear to dominate. But you got to look at these guys. They were not intimidated. They were not pressured to go with what the culture said. It would have been easy for them to fall down and to do what everyone else did. But because they knew the Lord and they didn't want to obey the false gods of the country, they were penalized. So in verse 8, well, all of this, there's so many good things, but I want to get to, let's look at verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar, because he heard they weren't going to fall down and they weren't going to worship, and someone tattled. Now we hear this, don't you hear about this tattling? There's even a new show out about I forget, it's in the UK, they were talking about how there's you turn in people in this game. The traitor. Who's the traitor among us? And just stuff that we never ever heard of before. The shows that are coming on television, the titles are just demonic. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. And he spoke unto them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do you not you serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Talk about man doing his own thing. And they said, no, they're not going to do it. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fire furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Some people, when they get power, they just go nuts. They love power. They lust for power. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, now I love this, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. In other words, they thought about this. They knew what they had to do. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, they were ready to die for what they believed. They were not going to let the culture pressure them to serve gods they didn't want to. Think about the courage that this took. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then he got really mad, and then he said he was going to heat the furnace seven times more. And I liked what it says here. Verse 22, the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew the men that took up Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Do you know the guys that were going to put them in died? Did you ever see that? They died because it was so hot. But God protected his people. Yes. And as a result of them obeying and not surrendering, they stood. They were watchmen. They were warriors, they were soldiers, but they were committed to the Lord. No matter what happens, God can deliver us, but if he chooses not to, we're still not going to bow down and serve your gods. So that's pretty interesting. They did not conform to this world. The Bible says, do not be conformed to this world. And there's so much. We live with more of a lie than we do with truth. What we see on the news, people, all they do is vomit what they hear on the news. You have certain relatives, you can tell what they've been watching because that's all they talk about is the news. That's the only thing people have in common is the news, right? They're not prepared to resist the culture. Now, things are changing fast in our culture. Now, one of the things that happened in the news, the Church of England, listen to this, they might give God, gender-neutral pronouns. The Church of England, now just think this is kind of, you think, oh no, but this is going to start in one place and it's going to continue. This is the culture. This is what we need to stand against, because sometimes I talk to people, they go, well, don't you think we should change? The culture's changing. We should change with it. Because you don't believe the Bible. You have no anchor. So you're just going to believe whatever everyone tells you to think. But the Church of England is considering scrapping centuries of religious teaching to give God gender-neutral pronouns. The church, which is headed by King Charles III, confirmed its liturgical, these words, commission has launched a special project to examine updating. It's time to update future teachings. Some priests have already made such changes, trading references to he and him for simply God, or even they and them, and rewriting our Father in the Lord's Prayer, which art in heaven, to our Father and our Mother. Now they're getting a little bit of opposition. A member of the Archbishop's Council of the Church of England, one of them said it was a step too far. This is what they usually do. They'll present it, and then they'll see what kind of feedback they get. And if they don't get too much resistance, then they'll push forward. But they're still dropping. They're gradual. They're patient. It would be moving the doctrine of the church from being grounded in Scripture. Well, that's the whole purpose. The enemy does not want us grounded in Scripture. The church confirmed it was investigating a possible shift away from the male pronouns for God. And a group saying it's discrimination and sexism against women. A new joint project is now happening on gendered language. It will begin this spring. Now think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego having to bow down to their gods. It's happening to us as well. Now in Matthew 23:9, Jesus said, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Was Jesus wrong? Call no man your father. So why is everyone calling everybody in church father? Yes, father. Or, I won't get into that. Our non-gendered parent, who art in heaven, priest could stop using male pronouns, he and him, when referring to God in prayers and drop phrase the total phrase, our Father, from the Lord's Prayer. God could be referred to in non-gendered terms. Bishops announce they are launching major projects on gender language. Breaking with centuries of tradition, bishops have announced they are launching a major project on gendered language this spring. Again, this has already been happening in Scotland as well. It's just amazing. The proposal was welcomed by a group that campaigns for gender justice in the Church of England to develop a more inclusive language. This whole inclusive thing is to include everything. Yeah. It's not just, you know, we're not to be racist. I never have been. But this is including all of what they want demonically. This is their terms under the name of love. The Scottish denominations have already moved away from referring to God as he. As ministers are free to use the language they wish, many choose to use gender-neutral language for God. Interesting. The head of the Church of England, Justin Welby, he's the Archbishop of Canterbury, am I saying it right? Canterbury, has his own page on the World Economic Forum, listed as agenda contributor. Isn't that interesting? Change agents. Now, I think we should turn to Revelations 22 and read this. Keep it fresh in our mind. Verse 18, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away," yeah. Adding our mother is adding, yeah. And it's also taking away from what God said. "If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." We're not to add or take away or change. I don't care what the culture's changing. It doesn't mean we're supposed to change the Bible, right? So let's pray. Father, we thank you for giving us an anchor and giving us examples in the Bible. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel, all these different ones that had to stand in their culture, in their time, against things that were trying to take you away from their life. Trying to add to, trying to change the way they see things. And this is what the enemy's trying to do, to brainwash us, to accept things that are not in the Bible, to accept Antichrist teachings, Antichrist false teachings, all these different things. And you said in Matthew 24, "Take heed, let no man deceive you." And Father, that's my prayer, that we'll not be deceived by any man, any woman, that we'll not be deceived in this hour by false preachers, false teachers, people that are taking the word of God out of context for personal gain, or for pastors that have been bought off, or governors that have been bought and paid for, or sheriffs that have turned over, or any of the other things that are following the image that the Antichrist has set up. Because this is the day we don't bow. If we bow, we will burn. So we stand for you, Lord, and we thank you for the courage to stand. And we pray for everyone, wherever they are, that they'll have good friends, that they'll have people they can talk to, people in their lives that will help them walk the narrow path. In Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen. If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison, and also her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her. Be sure to check out her YouTube playlist for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org webpage and click on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.